Baseball playoffs in full swing in the ALCS. Boston takes a 2-1 lead on the Houston Astros with an 8-2 win yesterday. And joining us now on the ticket hotline is somebody who was with the Texas Rangers for a long time, but he defected to the Houston Astros to help run that club a few years ago. It's the legendary Hall of Famer, Nolan Ryan. Good morning, Nolan.
Well, good morning to you guys. It's good to be talking with you.
Sorry your team lost yesterday, but I know you still hold out hope that they'll make it back to the World Series.
Hold on a second. Let me wipe my mouth here. Hold on.
What are you eating?
Oh, I just had a plate of raccoon muffins, and and I also just ate a mess of scrambled deer eggs.
Deer eggs?
You're still hunting for your own food, aren't you?
Yeah, and I had some pretty good luck this morning. I speared a saber-toothed tiger this morning and drug it into my cave. And fortunately, she was pregnant because that placenta is real protein rich.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you want that.
Where are you that you hunted a saber-toothed tiger?
I'm down here in Alvin. We do most of our own hunting. Ruth and I have a hunting organization down here, just me and her, and went raccoon hunting with Ruth last night, and we got these new bloodhounds, and got two of them, and one's really friendly. The other one is not too friendly. Got a bad attitude, and Ruth wanted to go hunting because she wanted to try out the new bloodhounds, and I didn't. So I told her I'll take the friendly one, and you got the attitude dog.
Oh man,
that's strange. But Ruth's been tormented by a lot of unwanted visitors down here at our ranch in Alvin.
Huh? Like who?
Snow monkeys.
Oh my goodness!
Not again.
Yeah, they're back.
Still giving you problems.
Yeah, they break in and wear her jewelry and that, and and they root through her drawers and wear her dresses and take selfies and all that.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah, they're the worst. They're real, you know, they just like to prank you and do weird stuff to you, and I'm trying my best to get these snow monkeys on birth control. You know, I set out a wash tub of condoms for these guys every night, but we got these religious groups down here in Alvin that won't let me provide free birth control because they say it's too much like those communist Planned Parenthood Obamas. So I'm trying to charge these snow monkeys a dime for every one of these little short condoms that they take out of the wash tub.
Yeah, it's really short.
Strain on the average snow monkey budget.
Yeah, I imagine so. I don't know how much money they make.
So they basically break in and raid Reed's piggy bank or my change bucket and then pay for their condoms with that.
So man.
Reed still has
paying myself.
Reed still has a piggy bank, huh?
Still has a piggy bank, yeah. He's saving up for Christmas. He wants a new bow.
Well, can you guys come back from this deficit against the Red Sox and come back and repeat?
You know, George, I think we can. I really want to. You know, I really want them. I just want a World Series just to rub that punk-ass John Daniels face in it.
Yeah, you're still bitter about the way it broke up here in Texas, aren't you?
Yeah, that cocky little bastard you got up there.
Oh man.
He forced me out up there with the Rangers and that, and I want to get him. You know, there towards the end, it was so dysfunctional in our organization between me and John. I mean, there wasn't a day that went by there when I worked for the Rangers at the end that I didn't knife the tires of his BMW on the way out.
That's terrible.
On the way out of the parking lot each day in my John Deere, reach over and, you know, run a buck knife through his radials. And
you drove a tractor to work?
Yeah, they wouldn't let me hitch my horse out there. Said I had to be driving something mechanical. And it wasn't a big tractor. It was just a 30 HP tractor. I mean, it still had the PTO on the front and the center and back. And that. That's for, who's that laughing there? That's George.
Yeah, it's me laughing.
You're in a band, aren't you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm starting a band, too.
Are you?
Yeah, it's called the Nolan Superstars.
Uh-huh.
And it's just me and my friend. My friend Butch, he plays a Telecaster while I just kind of beat on a tree stump with a coyote leg.
Okay.
We only play a couple songs.
Yeah, it sounds limited, but I'd like to see that.
They both sound exactly alike. But maybe we could open up for you sometime.
Oh, that'd be great. Would love that. Yeah.
And that. The snow monkey just broke into the kitchen and are making sandwiches, and I got to get in there before they use up all my good cheese.
Okay, good luck with them.
Right, see you, Nolan. There goes Nolan Ryan.